listening to The Paul Kirkman Show on News Talk STL.
And good afternoon, St. Louis. This is Paul Kirkman on News Talk STL. You're listening to The Paul Kirkman Show in the studio with Leah behind the board, and she has been a little nervous here for the last 4 or 5 minutes because things beyond my understanding have gone a little haywire for her, but she finally got us on air a couple minutes behind schedule. Not her fault, certainly, but thanks for working that out for us, Leah. We got a good show today. I'm going to introduce a special guest here in just a minute, but before I do that, I do want to encourage you to go to the Facebook page, go to Twitter, go to Getter, go to Rumble. Make sure you look for us at News Talk STL. Make sure you sign up and subscribe. Go to the website, www.newstalkstl.com. Make sure you sign up for the email list there. You'll get news and relevant information that'll help keep you aware of current events and different things going on across the country and in St. Louis. Here for the next rest of the hour, we got some issues to talk about where the state of Missouri are concerned, where the state Senate are concerned. A couple things happening that you want to know about where your kids are concerned. You know, we've talked about this before with Libs of TikTok and everything else. Now Pizza Hut is getting in on the show, wanting to help indoctrinate your kids. We're going to talk a little bit about that, maybe even a little bit about President Biden's attempts to enforce some gun control laws, and maybe even a little bit about this economic situation that we're all having to deal with. But right now I want to introduce my friend Rick Pogue. He's a friend of the station.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. Leah told me that we were able to get you in, and I was really excited that you'd be able to come in, because Saturday from 12 to 1 isn't always the easiest time to get people.
No, it isn't. It isn't, but I appreciate it, my friend. And, you know, before, I know we're going to talk about me a little bit, I'm sure, but I wanted to say right off the bat, you know, thank you for your service. I don't know how often you hear that. I don't know if you hear it often enough, but thank you for your service to our nation and the military. Thank you for your service to your state, your community. And even after that, you're not in the legislature anymore, but you're still serving, and you're still doing what you can to keep our society sane and be a voice for reason out there. And I want you to know I personally appreciate it, and so do my friends.
Thank you very much. You know, you got to keep fighting the fight.
Yes.
Because, like, whether you're in the legislature or you're in business or whatever, I just carry a chip on my shoulder for people who try to tell me how I have to live my life. And I feel like it's going to be a fight that I'm always going to have to be engaged in, because we're at no shortage of people trying to tell us how we have to live or what we have to do with our business.
No, it is a fight. It is a fight. And it's a battle now. It's we're in a war. It's, you know, it used to be two different viewpoints. You know, we're a two-party country or two-party system. Used to be two different viewpoints. Now you've got the insane left and the common sense right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a battle for the future of our society. And we have businesses and children that we have to protect and make sure they have something. You know, when we leave it behind, what are we going to leave them? You know, this insanity going on in our society today. It's just we're being told not to believe our own eyes and not to believe our own ears. And shaming is the new chosen weapon of the left. Mm-hmm. And it takes people with courage to stand up and refuse to be shamed and refuse to be silenced and speak out. And it's getting harder and harder to find those people, sadly.
Yeah, you said it. That is the weapon of the left, shaming. And that's why so many people are wanting to be quiet. They call it the silent majority. People want to be quiet because they don't want to be shamed. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want to have protesters come to their house. And so that's what this whole battlefield looks like in the fight for America's future. That's the battlefield that we're on. Do you want to be shamed, or are you going to try to avoid it and get out of? But the thing is, I've said it before, you're either at the table or you're on the menu.
Yes.
And so you got to be at the table. You have to get over those fears of what somebody else might say. I've also said this before. I would much rather somebody shoot me a dirty look than actually shoot an AK-47 at me.
Yeah, agree.
You know? And so it's much better to engage in the conversation, because the history of the world demonstrates that when people don't engage and exercise good stewardship of their nation, it eventually gets to the point. We've seen it all around the world for millennia that things break down and things become violent. We certainly want to avoid that. You had mentioned about businesses, and now you are a businessman. I'm really interested if we could hear a little bit about your business background, kind of where you came from and how that kind of helped usher in. Tell us maybe a little bit about your family and all that too, but how does all that play together in the way you're engaged right now in the political system, because you have two different organizations. I'd like for you to speak about those a little bit.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, I've been in business, in a family business, pretty much my whole professional career. I graduated college in 92 with a BS in industrial technology and business, and I've worked in the building industry pretty much the next several years in the cabinet industry, the roofing industry, the fireplace industry, and began working for my father full time Halloween Day of 2000. And at that time, as you know, Arrowhead Building Supply, which we did sell last year, that company at that time was a successful company, but it was a small company. And I became engaged at that time in the business, and we grew it basically tenfold over the next 21 years.
Wow.
And dealing with, we probably had 2,500 contractors and builders that bought from us, and we had six locations throughout Missouri. We're in Illinois. We're in Arkansas, and I built a lot of relationships over those years and got to know a lot of people and their struggles. And when it came time to take on our company attorney, which, as you know, is Nick Schroer. He's our corporate attorney, or he's my corporate attorney now for Venture Group Investments, which is the company that owned Arrowhead. Now that's just me. But I began learning a lot when we hired him, because he had just become a Missouri State Representative at that time. That was about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And wow, I began learning. You asked me how I became engaged.
Uh-huh.
I began learning how screwed up things were in politics. I mean, I could see what was going on in our society. I could see it and feel it and experience it. I didn't think I could do anything about it. Nick taught me you can do something about it. You do have a voice. And over the last 6 or 7 years, we've been able to engage, start some groups, as you mentioned. I'll throw this one right out the bat. We started a group called the Small Business Coalition for Missouri. And plain and simple, we've got about 25 business owners that are in this group, and we're growing. You called me a businessman. Well, we keep our head down and we work. That's what we do. We are the job creators. We are the tax revenue generators, and we matter. A lot of my friends own businesses and they don't believe their voice means anything. This group, the SBC4MO, SBC4MO.com, that group was created to give these people a voice, give people like me a voice. And we've only been in existence for about 6 months now, but we're growing. And, you know, the governor knows who we are. People in Jeff City who are major influencers know who we are, and we're having an impact. We're able the school board election that took place not too long ago, we were able to help get the right people on these school boards. As you know, you've got CRT and all this insanity going on in schools. Mm-hmm. We were able to step in, campaign for them, help their voices be heard, and we were able to influence. So I just want people to know, you can make a difference. You can have an impact if you choose. And it, as we talked about earlier, it's a war. It's time to get engaged for your company, for your family, for your country.
So let's talk a little bit about that Small Business Coalition. It is vital for the economic freedom. And economic freedom and personal freedom are one and the same. They're the exact same thing. It is vital for businesses to be involved in the legislative process. One thing that really stood out to me when I was in the legislature is the businesses that seem to matter to Jefferson City and the businesses that don't seem to matter. Usually the businesses that matter are the businesses that have lobbyists, or they have an organization. They're able to show up. They're able to get involved in bills, or maybe even get bills introduced and passed. So to have a small business coalition that's actually can speak out on these issues, what size of businesses do you have? Is it any business and every business? Because if it gives somebody a seat at the table of policy, that is incredibly valuable.
Yes, and to answer your question, we have, like I said, 25, 30 members, and some of these businesses are very small. They do a few hundred thousand a year in sales. Some of these, you know, Arrowhead, we did about $70 million the last year we owned it. And everywhere in between. There's a couple companies that are involved that do more than, that are bigger than Arrowhead was. The funny thing is, the contrast between, we talk about businesses becoming engaged. I want to make sure that people understand the contrast between small businesses across this country who generate about 60% of tax revenue, okay, and most of the jobs, versus the national corporations, which are becoming woke and being very stupid because mm-hmm. they're run by boards who are afraid and who are allowed themselves to be shamed and white guilt and all this nonsense. And there's a huge contrast there. Small business owners still run America. They still generate the jobs. They still drive the most of the tax revenue. We need to assert ourselves because these large corporations are making really dumb decisions. Some of them are starting to wake up. A lot of them are not yet, and they're doubling down and tripling down. So it's time for people to become engaged.
I tell you what, this kind of made it across the Twitter sphere just yesterday with Libs of TikTok. But my wife got the same email. I posted about this on Twitter. But like you talk about big corporations that are woke and they're making big mistakes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So like Pizza Hut has the Book It program. It encourages the young kids to read. Your families can sign up. Say, my kids are going to read so many minutes a day or so many hours a week.
Yeah.
As long as they complete it, then they go get a free pizza. It's just kind of a fun thing for families to do. Our kids have been doing that. And then we get an email 2 days ago where Pizza Hut is telling us, here's the books we want your kids to read for Pride Month. Here's what they should read. They need, you know, just encouraging them to read about other children's sexuality.
Yeah.
And I tweeted back. I said, no. I said, there's more than one pizza place out there.
Yes.
And there's more than one reading program. Goodbye, Pizza Hut.
Yes.
And I think that with small businesses being engaged in this battle for our future right now, it's going to help people like me understand what options we have out there other than these huge corporate woke progressives.
Yeah, I agree. And it needs to. There are options out there. You know, I'm, and you know me, Paul, I don't believe what the left believes, which means either agree with me or we cancel you. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that at all, but I do believe in the capitalist system, the free market system, which is the greatest one in the world and the greatest country in the world. And I will spend my money where I choose to spend my money.
Yeah.
They can call that canceling if you want, but it's not. It's a free market.
You can vote with your pocketbook.
They can say whatever they want. If a corporation wants to come out and say stupid things and hurt themselves that way, they're welcome to do that, but I don't have to participate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a huge difference between cancel culture and just deciding to spend your money in other places. A big part of how people spend their money, the value that they get, is knowing that they're not supporting something that they don't agree with.
Yes. 100%.
So that's part of the capitalistic process. That's part of the market. The market of ideas is a big part of that. Talk to us a little bit about some of the other things that you're doing. I know that you have the 1776 pack. What is that, and how is that different than the Small Business Coalition? How does that engage on, a,
sure.
on its own?
Well, the 1776 pack, 1776pack.com, that was created much of the same, from the same mold as the Small Business Coalition was. The difference is the 1776 pack, we see these candidates running and winning. We saw what happened in 2020. And you see candidates running for office that literally hate America, want to tear America down, don't believe what our founding fathers believed in. They don't believe in capitalism. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe in free speech unless it's their speech.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1776 PAC is an organization that gets behind the candidates we need in our, from the local, the local level all the way to state level to the national level. The candidates we need in office to ensure that America stays the way our founding fathers envisioned it and created it, plain and simple. So the pack, the 1776 pack, gets behind candidates that are the right candidates, and that is a pun. The true conservative candidates that believe in freedoms and protecting our kids and protecting our businesses and the Second Amendment. And, you know, I've got the Constitution right here. I've got a pocket Constitution I carry around with me. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment, I'm sure. But, you know, it says right here, Amendment 2, it's like one sentence long. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say unless there's a scary looking gun that comes out or a high capacity magazine. Yeah, there are limits to everything, but they are taking the opportunity to take freedoms away. And it's under the false veil of for the greater good.
Yeah. And it's just using outright lies to do it. Like Joe Biden, he's been saying this for years. You know, back in 1776, you couldn't own a cannon. Well, the federal government was not making laws saying that people couldn't own cannons. So there's
Correct.
A big difference between maybe what any regulations might be done at the state level, because the 10th Amendment's a big part of the Constitution, too.
Sure.
And there's also a difference between what the federal government's allowed to do. So right now, I mean, they're just trying to intrude. And they're trying to tear apart and rip apart all, like, just blatant lies.
Yes, and that's what people need to understand. There are a lot of people listening now. There are a lot of people in the electorate that are busy and they work every day. They need to understand the left cannot tell you who they are. They cannot come out and say what they really believe. I'm talking about the progressive left, the evil left. They cannot just come out and say, here's what we believe. They have to do it incrementally. They've got to take your freedoms away incrementally. They've got to lie about it. If you're not really engaged in politics, all you have to do is look at the two different sides. Who's telling you who they are and who is not? Who's being honest and who's trying to hide and veil what they're really trying to do? Make your own determination. It's black and white when you do that.
Yeah, and it's just so scary because now they're so blatant about that. They're trying to hide who they are. I mean, we just saw this on the national stage with our most recent Supreme Court nominee, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't tell you what a woman is. I'm not a biologist. They can't even tell you who they are.
Think about how crazy that is.
No, it's absolutely
my
insane.
Word.
But this is the postmodernism that the left brings to the yep. debate, where they want to wordsmith everything so words can mean everything, or the same word in the next conversation yep. can mean nothing at all.
Correct. And it all has to be in line with their political view.
Yeah.
Or you're the bad guy. You're the target. You're the problem. You're the enemy. Mm-hmm. You hate democracy. I'm so sick of hearing that. You know, I was on Twitter last night looking around. You remember Richard Marx, the singer?
Yeah.
You know, I liked his, I was 17 and 87. I loved his music. The guy's a loon. I was reading a bunch of his tweets, and it's just, these people have no freaking clue what this country was founded upon, how it became free, why it's free, and what we have to do to keep it free. That's what we have to teach our children. And they spent the last 30 years indoctrinating kids in school, public school, which means government controlled. Don't lie to yourselves, people. Government controlled. They control the curriculum. They control what's taught there. The left has spent many, many decades teaching kids not to love America. America's right. The bad guy. Columbus was mm-hmm. evil, horrible. You know, don't buy that stuff. Teach your kids. Teach them.
You know, in the Marine Corps, we put a huge emphasis on tradition. And it's so important that you have traditions in the Marine Corps, because tradition helps tie the identity of one generation to the next. That way, like, I can look in the mirror. I can see the Marine Corps emblem, the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. I look at that, and I can, it's easy for me to think World War II, World War I. It's easy for me to identify with those great warriors of the past. Yeah. But what we have in education today are all these teachers trying to rip everything, to your point, rip everything apart so there's no sense of identity. And ironically enough, it's kind of what the Marine Corps does in boot camp. They completely tear you apart, tear mm-hmm. you down, yeah. then they rebuild you, you know, in the Marine Corps image. That's exactly what the left is trying to do in our schools. In fact, we're going to go to a break here in just a minute, but we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. Here's a couple things that we can talk about. One, you were talking about getting involved in elections.
Yeah.
In the state Senate, it's been a wild ride for the Missouri State Senate this last year. And the one side of the Republican caucus that is more middle of the road, let's put it that way, to put it lightly, much more middle of the road, they're saying what a lot of conservatives are saying. The fight's in the primaries. We can't let these conservatives win in the primaries.
Yeah.
So there's one particular state senator who just spoke at a business chamber meeting down in Springfield. We'll talk about him, but we'll talk a little bit more about this whole Pizza Hut situation that I just mentioned. We got some sound clips and also a little bit about Joe Biden's economy. What's our time look like right now, Leah?
4 minutes.
We got 4 more minutes to go.
12:30.
All right.
Oh, all right. Good to go. So we got 4 more minutes to go. Well, then let's go ahead and actually get started on this, since this is kind of on the topic then. So State Senator Lincoln Huff.
Yeah.
Who I actually served with in the House of Representatives. We both got elected at the same time. And when he first got elected in the House of Representatives, he was kind of with everybody else, a Republican. But over the last several years, this guy has made a pretty dramatic turn to the left, so much so that as a Republican, it's not just the business stuff, but it's the fact that as soon as you have a Republican that votes against pro-life policies, that's how you know. Like, that is a huge red flag. Yeah. We've got somebody who has strayed way off the reservation here. We need to find out what's going on. But he just recently spoke to the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, and he said primaries matter. They were talking. The first question that was asked to him was about what happened with this divide. And his response was basically, elections have consequences. There's a problem when we send Republicans to the primary ballot and the conservatives get elected. That's how we're getting this division. So where your organizations are concerned, and when you see a Republican that's behaving like a leftist,
yes,
like a leftist, do you, what is right now, what is your organization's, what do you think is the biggest danger for the upcoming primaries? Because we got a lot of good people on the ballot, and we know that it's not just the Democrats who are after conservatives, but also other Republicans who are after conservatives now.
Yeah, the biggest danger is to our, again, our freedoms and our businesses. When you have, you know, we call them rhinos, for those who don't know, Republican in name only. You have a lot of rhinos in the state of Missouri because we are a red state, especially area where Lincoln Huff is from, Springfield, and here in St. Charles County next door. You know, there are a lot of people who are really Democrats, and they run as Republicans because they want to win, and they know they can't win as a Democrat, so they run as a Republican. Then they get in there and they govern like a Democrat. This is a pandemic in the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. That's where our group, the Small Business Coalition, the 1776 PAC, that's where we get involved. We meet with these candidates before the primaries. We learn about them. We decide who they really are. We let them tell us who they are. Then we get behind the right ones, and that's who we try to raise money for them. 1776 PAC, one of the things I've learned in politics the last 7 years is the person with the money usually wins.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's just the game we're in. And when it gets down to the last 2 months, we have to raise funds. So you have to get the right people in office or you lose. Electing a rhino is not much different than electing a Democrat, a deep blue Democrat. They think much the same way. When mm-hmm. you have a Republican majority in Jefferson City in the Senate who doesn't like the conservative caucus, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they be against the conservatives in government? Well, it's because they're not really conservative.
Yeah, that's right. When we come back from this break, I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to find out where they can go to get more information about those two organizations. You're listening to Paul Kirtman on News Talk STL in the studio with our special guests, Rick Pogue and Leah on the board. We'll be right back after this break. Leah is being baptized by fire here with the soundboard today. That's all right, though. It's all good. Leah, let me ask you a question, though.
Yes.
While we are live on air. Do you have me potted up over here so I can just play a quick little soundbite?
Yes, you're good. You're good to go.
All right. So, kind of leading into this next discussion that we're going to have, and we're going to continue talking a little bit about Rick's organizations here, but here's something that President Biden is saying, and this just goes to show how out of touch elected officials are across the country, the left way far more so than the right. So here's President Biden earlier this week just giving a speech. This guy's, it used to be I would write things off like, oh, that's just another Biden gaffe, but now it's just outright lies.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
There you go. President Biden.
That is ridiculous.
Isn't that the craziest, nuttiest thing? Anybody? Gas prices at all-time highs, just now hitting $10 out in California. Inflation at 40 years high. And President Biden, the president of the United States of America, not just has the nerve, well, really, has the nerve to tell the American people, you all are much more financially comfortable than you've ever been in 20 years.
You know why they say that stuff, Paul? They know 45% of the electorate is going to believe whatever they say. 40-45%.
Ugh.
They know it. They know it. And they know they have the press behind them. They have CNN, MSNBC, all these crazy leftists. They are an arm of the Democratic Party. They know 40-45% of the electorate is going to believe it. They don't really care about the rest of us. Mm-hmm. They don't even worry about it. That's my opinion.
No, I think you're right. Because what we're seeing here is not necessarily a struggle for good policy. What we're seeing here is nothing less than a struggle for power. And so that's why people feel emboldened to lie, because in the mind of the left and people on the right, I mean, politicians, you have two different types of people in office. You have people that want to be in office because it's about them. It's stroking their ego. They like wearing that little pin. Then you got other people that want to be in office because they have a mission to keep people free.
Yep.
And so what we see happening here is a power struggle with those people that want nothing more than just to stay in power. And they monetize off of it. I mean, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, all the money that they've raised, and they were raising in anticipation that she would stay in office. But it's just, it is absolutely baffling to me how we've gotten to the point in America where we can just, and it used to be the media would hold people accountable for stuff like that.
Yeah, well, Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's Ministry of Propaganda, what did he say about a lie? If a lie is told enough, it becomes a truth.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but we are in a battle here for the future of this country, not just our state, but the future of our country. And people need to stop being in denial about what the tactics that are being used to get you to believe insanity and to go along with insanity and to shame you into silence. We have to stand up and speak out or we will lose it. Plain and simple.
And in addition to just this nonsense where the economy is concerned, like I just rattled off all that stuff, 40-year high inflation, gas prices hitting $10 out on the California coast. But when you're talking about shaming people, this is the part where they really begin to win. This is the part where they silence people. They turn to social issues, social agendas. I'm going to play a clip right now. This is something that's happening in New York. I've said it on this program before. The left has already won the schools. They've won the schools. Yeah. Right now, people are saying, we got to run. We got to take our schools back. We're taking them back because the left has them right now. This is an interview on, I'm trying to see here, the Post-Millennial posted this on Twitter. Listen to this interview. It's not too long, but I'm going to play the whole thing. And then we're going to talk a little bit about how this correlates not just to the public sector, but also to the private sector.
Ashley, I want to talk about what you're writing for the Post-Millennial about this and how public school teachers in middle school were using drag queens to teach makeup to their kids. You know, what'd you find out?
So New York City public schools have been funding Drag Queen Story Hour NYC for a long time. And we recently found out that they gave $99,500 from New York City council members alone in fiscal year 2022. So this is not just a Pride Month. This has been an agenda for a long time. The makeup session alone from Drag Queen Story Hour's website shows that it's $400 an hour to do this. And the school in which they did this at, Tompkins Middle School, is ranked 57% in proficiency in math. So they do not care about how our students are performing academically. They only care about this woke agenda. And as Aaron mentioned, you will not see a single corporation changing their profile picture to rainbows in countries where you will get thrown off of a building for being gay.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is the public schools. And what she said here, now this was in New York. And I'm not going to say that Missouri hasn't or is not capable of doing this, because we have found out, we've discovered that Missouri has spent a lot of money in the education center to buy CRT or critical race theory curriculum.
Yes.
Earlier, when was it? It might have been late last year or maybe about 8 months ago. Even Governor Parson, like, it's so easy to be fooled and tricked into accepting and embracing woke ideology. Governor Parson had a tweet that said, our teachers aren't teaching critical race theory. They're teaching diversity, inclusion, and equity. That's what critical race theory
exactly
is.
Right.
And so he tweeted it out and said, we're not doing it. We're doing this, which is exactly what it is. So we are spending money on these leftist programs because I think that we don't have enough legislators in the building who are willing to do the hard work. And to your point about making sure we get the right people elected, this is a big part of it.
Yeah.
You have some people that want the sound bites, they want social media posts, they want to make a big to-do. Oh, look, I'm fighting. Even on the right, the conservatives, you have some people that like to make a big show of how they're fighting, but you have to open up books. We had a $47, $49 billion budget this year. And we're spending money on things that I think that most legislators don't even have a clue about.
I
so
agree.
A big part of getting the right people elected is making sure that we're cutting stuff like this off at the hilt,
yes,
which is in the legislative body before the bill ever even makes it to the House floor.
Yeah, 100%. And the biggest thing they fear parents showing up at these meetings. They fear parents speaking out and learning. COVID, we've all been talking about this for a while. The one silver lining out of COVID was all these parents learned what their kids were being taught. The nonsense, the craziness they were being taught at school, and many of these parents are not going to tolerate it. So, and you know, thank God that part of that happened, because it at least now, you're right, we've lost control of the schools, but now maybe we can get in there and take some of that back. And like you said, cut it off at the knees.
Yeah.
We have to speak up. I can't stress it enough, people. You have to speak up and become involved, or you will the country we leave our kids will be a shell of what it was before. And it's sad. It's sad to see. My kids, I've got six kids. They were all raised right. I taught them all what our founding fathers believed in this country, or what they created this country to be, and the belief system. But I don't tell them, this is what you will believe. I tell them, this is what they did. Here's the Constitution. They all have pocket constitutions. Read it, learn it, understand it, participate in it. That's all we have to do. That's our obligation as citizens, to understand the freedom that was given to us. And all these people that have died, you know, fought and died, you yourself, you know, fought for us. And it scares me to death to imagine that we're going to lose America, and because we're silent, because we stand by and allow it to happen and just watch it happen. No longer.
Lee and I had an opportunity to be in here on Memorial Day, and I filling in for Mike Ferguson, who you can hear on News Talk STL every morning, Monday through Friday. But we had an opportunity, and by the way, we're speaking with Rick Pogue. He's our special guest today here on the Paul Kirtman Show. Last Monday on Memorial Day, Lee and I filled in for Mike, and we made it a very Memorial Day centric show. I mean, we talked about issues and stuff, but I had Marines calling in. We read off names of some of our fallen brothers that we lost, because I think a lot of people, you know, even for Memorial Day, it can be a very shallow, oh, remember all those that have served. But like, when you understand the human toll that takes on families, and the thing is those families had Memorial Day, and there's people that weren't around the barbecue because they never made it home. And that's the whole reason people across the country had Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It's a very real thing. And to consider the fact that your son or your daughter or your mom or your dad lost their life for everybody else.
Yeah.
For everybody else. When you actually bring that home, we just got to do that. Honestly, I know that if you do something like Memorial Day more than once a year, it kind of loses its meaning, but I'm afraid it's already continued and started losing its meaning, because we have so many people that don't even show up to vote. They don't get involved. When they have opportunities to get involved, they just don't do it. Let's move forward. Let's move forward just a little bit. I want to talk to you about President Biden's gun control efforts, because the House and Senate had passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act. And the states have not just the ability, but I would say the responsibility, constitutionally speaking, to push back against the intrusiveness of the federal government. And this is coming. In Canada, Trudeau is already trying to have a gun ban. And you can't have a gun ban. You can't make guns illegal without having confiscation or forced buyback programs. So, like, eventually, this is going to be at our doorstep. And so having the right people get elected is something that we have to be thinking about now, because we have to be thinking about what the left is going to be doing 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah. We see things that's like Justin Trudeau's, what he's doing in Canada, and we're like, oh, that can never happen here. Yes, it can. Mm-hmm. And it can happen through our, you know, us being complicit by being silent and not acting on it. But it's very sad to see that we have elected officials who are supposed to be representing us trying to tear down our Second Amendment. And again, I mentioned earlier, the slippery slope, the greater good. Those are scary ways to open the door, just crack the door open to take freedoms away. Good people don't kill people, okay? Normal people who own gun owners, they don't kill people. There hasn't been a single gun ever manufactured in the history of the world that ever shot anyone. It takes a person to pick that gun up and shoot somebody. We don't ban vehicles. We don't ban airplanes. Okay. It's fact. Some of these things we talk about, and I get so frustrated because it's just common sense. And they're trying to squeeze common sense out of all these issues and trying to get you to question reality in your own eyes and your own ears. And it's just insane. People need to trust your heart, trust your soul, trust what you've been taught, and stand up.
Politicians trying to gaslight the people.
Yes.
Just lie to them, make them doubt everything we've ever believed.
Yep.
But you know what? Like, in the government, the policies that they create. I'm one of those people who believe that if you want to stop things like school shootings, if you want to find a way to lower the violent crime rate, if you want to do that, You have to find ways to strengthen and empower families.
Yeah.
Families feed, clothe, and educate more people than all the governments across the world combined.
Yes, and what's under assault right now more than anything? The family.
It's the family. That's right. And we see this, you know, we just played that clip, that LGBTQ plus agenda up in New York. We have teachers across the, I did a Kerman's take on this just yesterday, and I mentioned how the left, they're perfectly okay with teachers trying to indoctrinate your kids and have private counseling sessions with them to convince them that they're transgendered. This has actually helped lead to suicide rate. This has contributed to the suicide rate. There's been at least two girls that we know of just this year who have tried to hang themselves because they're so confused about what their teachers or teachers at school are telling them that they really are, and they can't go talk to their parents about it, and the teachers tell them not to talk to their parents about it.
And who's accountable for that? Nobody.
Yeah, nobody's accountable. And that's, you know, you just brought up, you were talking about school boards, parents wanting to get involved.
Yeah.
School districts want our tax dollars, but they don't want our accountability. So, like, if you show up at a school board meeting, you might have paid hundreds, thousands of dollars to a school district on the tax base, but you show up because you got something to say. They start the clock. You got 2 minutes to speak.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
It's completely crazy and backward. I'm going to play this clip real quick, and then I want your thoughts on this, because it speaks to what you were saying about politicians trying to infringe on our rights.
So what are we looking at here? Well, today, a guy on Twitter called Spike Cohen summed it up pretty nicely. Here's what he wrote. Quote, the U.S. government has been arming Ukraine because they're allies. The U.S. government has been seeking to disarm Russia because they're opponents. In totally unrelated news, the U.S. government seeks to disarm you. Well, exactly. That's the framing. That's the truth. Anyone who tries to disarm you, by definition, considers you an enemy. That's what you do to your enemies. You disarm them. Your friends, your allies, your children, people you love, why would you want to prevent them from defending themselves? You never would. You certainly wouldn't scream at them from the podium about how they're killing children if they want to protect their own families. That's what you do to your enemies.
Yeah, love Tucker. He's dead on. He's dead on. And you could dovetail right into their border security.
Yep.
Ukraine's borders matter all of a sudden. You know, they matter, but our borders don't matter. You know, it's again, I get frustrated because it's such common sense. If you step back and just think for yourself, don't believe me, don't believe what you see on CNN or Fox. Believe your own eyes. Do your own research. What is going on? Look at what's going on and make your own educated decision, and you will come down on the correct side.
You know, it used to be the case that we would have bad. I'll tell you a little story real quick. This is one of my very first votes in Jefferson City. I get elected. Harry Truman once said, "This is a great story." He said, "You know, I got elected, and then I walked in and thought to myself, wow, I can't believe I'm serving in this big, beautiful building. The reverence, the awe, and how in the world did I get elected?" And then after a few months of getting in all of his colleagues, he walked into the building and said, how in the world did all these people get elected?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt about it. One of my very first votes, we had to vote on a bill. It was a huge, thick bill. And they were like, this is a procedural vote. And a procedural vote is something that everybody votes yes on, because procedure-wise, you have to move something forward. And what it was a bill. The previous legislature had made it against the law to take Tupperware on rivers. What they tried to do is they tried to ban styrofoam on rivers, but because styrofoam is some type of copyrighted word or something, they had to use the chemical makeup. Well, somebody copied and pasted the wrong chemical makeup into the bill, and they accidentally banned plastic Tupperware. One of my very first votes was I had to go back in and help. See, people make mistakes. I get it. They make mistakes. But this kind of stuff, banning, getting rid of our freedom, infringing on our rights, saying, you know, these so-called gaffes that Biden has, we have to understand that not everything's a mistake.
Right.
Some people are really just going after us because, like Tucker said, they think we're the enemy.
Yeah, they do. And yeah, polystyrene is not polypropylene. I know that much. So it's dangerous. When you see the people who walk around the halls in Jefferson City, and you think about how they got there, a lot of them got there because the electorate doesn't pay attention. They don't understand where they stand on issues. Again, it comes back to money. Maybe they had more money than their opponent, so they hear their name more often. When they get in the little booth, they say, oh, I've heard that guy. Let's put them in there. And that's not enough, people. You have to learn who your elected officials are, or you will lose your state and your country.
Yeah. That's absolutely, and that's where we are right now. I mean, when the polls indicate that more people, I can't remember what it was, but like 10 or 15 years ago, there was a statistic that came out, and they were like, you know, more people are voting or watching Dancing with the Stars than showing up to actually vote in the polls.
Yeah, that's where we are. And social media, for all its, you know, great abilities, it's one of the worst things that's ever happened, because you have, you know, back in the 1800s, late 1800s, you had the robber barons, you had the railroad, you know, you had the Carnegies, and you had, you know, all those people. Well, those people created America. They built America. They built industry here. Now it's the tech giants. The people back then were most largely conservative. The people today are not. And not only they're not conservative, they're nerds who have no idea and just don't believe in America. They believe in empowering the wrong side, the evil, empowering themselves. And we have to educate ourselves on what is going on, because you've got three or four giant tech companies that have so much influence. Look what Zuckerberg, these Zuckerbucks everybody keeps talking about. Look at the influence they had in 2020. I won't even get into the fraud, but I know that happened.
I think it's I think it's something when you have these people. What's funny, for all the white guilt that the left tries to spew out on the rest of us, right? The people that are running the show are a bunch of white men.
Yes,
you know, and the
exactly.
left embraces them when it's their kind of guy. That, like, you see this whole fight with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. Bezos buys the Washington Post. They don't shed it. They don't blink an eye. There's a major media outlet. He buys it. Nobody cares. Twitter. Elon Musk goes for it. Oh no, we can't have him. Why? Because Elon Musk, he's probably more left leaning than we realized. However, he just likes his freedom too. He just wants to be free too.
And it takes a guy born in South Africa to come over here and tell us, hey, you're losing your freedoms, dummies. Stop doing this. I'm going to step in and do this because, I mean, wake up. The people that were born here and raised here and educated here are allowing it to be lost right in front of all of us. If we don't teach our kids, I can't stress it enough, we're going to lose it.
So we do something on this show that we just started a couple weeks ago. We're going to do it right now. This kind of actually, I love this new segment that I got, because it speaks to everything we're talking about, but it kind of allows us to kind of get there by just kind of in either laugh or cry.
Right.
So sometimes sometimes you can laugh. So I don't know if you've heard this before. We did it on Monday, but we do a segment called The Bee or Not the Bee. And what I do is I read several headlines.
Love the Bee.
Some of them are from the Babylon Bee, so they're fake, and other ones are real headlines that you wish were from the Babylon Bee. So,
I love it.
So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and do this, and we'll kind of do this to wrap up the show. But before we do, if somebody wants more information about your Small Business Coalition or the 1776 PAC, is there a place where they can go if there's a small business or somebody else that just wants to be involved and become part of it or find more information? Where can they go?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, both of these organizations, when you email them, they go right to my iPhone. They come right to me. So I have control of that. So if you want to reach out to me, email either 1776PAC, that's 1776PAC.com, 1776PAC.com. That, again, you can go on there and donate. It doesn't matter if you donate $5 or $5,000, but get involved. The other one is a Small Business Coalition for Missouri. Website is SBC4MO. .com, SBC, the number 4, MO.com. And again, those come to me. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to talk to you on the phone. I'll come meet with you. If you're a small business owner, you want to become involved. If you're just a citizen that says, look, I want to help get better candidates for my kids and my grandkids, contact me. I'm happy to talk with you.
Okay, there you go. 1776PAC.com and SBC, the number 4, MO.com. And, we'll see if we can put something up on our Facebook page. You can follow me along on Facebook. If you just look for Paul Kurtman, we'll post some of this on there too. All right. Let's go ahead and
let's do it.
Do it.
It's time for the Bee or Not the Bee.
Okay. Hey, that's the first time I actually heard that.
Yeah,
that wasn't so
like
bad
it?
There, Leah. Wasn't so bad. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to make sure that I got my little scoreboard here. So I'm going to read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 headlines, if we can get to them here in the next couple minutes. Here's the first one. Is this the bee or is this not the bee? Gavin Newsom's reparations report. So Gavin Newsom, had a report out in California. What do we need to do for reparations? Gavin Newsom's reparations report demands California plant trees in black neighborhoods for the sake of shade equity. Leah, what do you think? Is that real, or is that the B, or is that not the B?
I'm going to say the B.
All right.
I'm going to say the B. That's a lot of detail.
Okay, you are both wrong. That is true. That is true. Okay.
That is funny.
Here we go. Here's the other one. The B or not the B? Headline is, record number of Canadians tragically lose handguns in ice fishing accidents.
Not the B.
Yeah, I'll say not the B.
That is the B. see what I'm saying?
Like, that's the beauty of the B right there.
That, yeah, because it can be so real. But the point, you know, the kind of the joke behind that is all of a sudden they're going to ban guns and Everyone's like, oh, lost my handgun in an ice fishing accident. Okay, but that's how it's crazy. Like, you don't know if these are real or not. That's how crazy and insane the left is. All right, here we go. Headline number two. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. Headline is, Janet Yellen seen reading Economics for Dummies. What do you say, Leah?
I guess I'll say the B.
I'm going to say not the B. One of us has to be right.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy. Good strategy. Leah is right. That is a Babylon B satire headline. All right. Got a couple more here.
I've got to get one. Yeah. I just got to get one.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
The Amber Heard verdict sends message to black women everywhere. Is that the B or not the B?
That's it?
That's the headline. Amber Heard verdict. You know, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, this whole big thing. The Amber Heard verdict sends message to black women everywhere.
I'll say the B.
I was going to say not the B. I wish there was more specific.
Leah got it.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Rick, man.
Nice.
I'm 0-4.
0-4. Okay, here we go. It's Pride Month.
Oh.
It's Pride Month, so is this the B? Is this the B or not the B? Navy brags to other branches of military that it's gay all 12 months of the year.
The B. I'm going to say the B.
Wait, read it again?
And this is funny, because I'm a Marine, and so there's a lot of rivalry here. Navy brags to other branches of military that it's gay all 12 months of the year.
Okay, yeah, I'll say the B.
Okay, you guys are both right. That is the Babylon B. But, you know, all branches of service are posting their Pride Month, rainbow color. So you just never know these days.
Notice they say Pride Month and no longer say Gay Pride Month.
Yeah.
Again, it's incremental. What they do is incremental. They can't do it all at once. It's over time.
You know what would be a good chart? A chart of all the pride flags that have ever existed.
Yes,
I agree. It goes from 1, 2, 3 colors to now one of the latest ones that's come out is full of shapes and colors. I mean, it could give you a seizure. Yep. Tucker Carlson has a video of this on the Post Millennial on Twitter. And it is amazing how big it is, how many colors, how many shapes. It is just wild.
Wow.
It is just wild. Okay, we're gonna do one more. We got time for just one more. Okay.
Hurry up.
All right. Okay, Biden eyes new record. The president is on pace to take the most vacation time of any president in history. Leah, the B or not the B?
I'll say not the B.
Not the B.
That is not the B.
Yay.
All right, so Rick, you got 2. Leah, you got 4. It's the best you've ever done.
Nice job, Leah.
All right, this has been the Paul Kurtman Show here at News Talk STL. Thank you to Rick Pogue for being our guest today.
Thank you so much. For coming in. Hey, thanks for the invite. It's an honor.
And that's the 1776pack.com and SBC, the number 4mo.com if you'd like more information on the organizations that he has helped put together. And we'll see all of you next week.